That's, you shoot them that way.
And some of them were smart enough to, we called it hiding their eyes. They'd lay with their head in their paws, you know, on the limb. Or they'd lay up, hang on the tree. And my brother would climb up the tree and scare him around to where he'd have to go out on a limb. And he'd climb down low enough that I'd shoot him out. Time or two, the shot had hit my brother's hunting coat, you know. He'd pull it up around his neck and hide on the tree, you know. Shot or two, pelt his coat. But I wasn't a climber.
Oh, you've never climbed much.
Well, I had perforated eardrums one thing.
Oh.
And the heights would weave me, you know, and I was afraid to fall out. Scared, really scared to climb.
Sure.
But tonight the hawks got after me, I forgot about it. But my brother was a climber.
The noise that a calf makes when it wants its mother, you say the calf is...
Oh, several expressions. He blates. The old cow, she moves, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
what...
Mm-hmm.
But you use an expression we'd always call to say the calf was bellowing for its mama.
Oh, bellowing for its...
Actually, I think it would have been referred to as blating.
How about the noise that a horse makes? The sound of...
Neighs.
Now, is that the same as a whinny or a nicker?
Yeah, same thing. Neigh is when they let out a long one when they see horses way off, and then when they come up close to them, why, he whinnies or niggers. That's their greeting.
It's a greeting.
A neigh could be a call, you know.
Would be more like a call.
Salutation or something way off.
But
when they'll get up close, why, they'll bow their neck and whinny and paw, you know, and it's just a language that they're going through.
Would people, if they were talking about hens and turkeys and geese and all those different things together, did they have a name to refer to those various things as?
In the chicken family, he's a rooster or a hen. Before she lays the egg, she's a pullet.
I see. You know all those things.
Yeah.
Would it be the same for any type of fowls?
About what now?
Any type of fowls.
Yeah, the rooster, before he gets growing, he's... I can't think of what we call him. He's a chilito. But the turkeys are gobblers or hens. And they're also pullets before them. Guineas are the same thing. You know what a guinea is, don't you?
That's
the noisiest thing in the country. We got some out across town.
You mentioned about it in your memoirs. You mentioned something about guineas in there. I remember it in there. But now, if you were calling those... Would you call guineas and turkeys and things like that, would they have, you'd call them fowl, would they have said?
Yeah, they're in the fowl family.
What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
She's a sitting hen.
And a thing to put chickens in for chickens.
Coop.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that the kids would like to, uh-oh, what?